Today is 소서, which means small heat. And indeed, it's not too hot just yet, probably thanks to the rain we've been seeing on and off. Some might even say it's a good weather for a walk, especially before it gets way too hot for any more walks. And it most definitely will be too hot for any walk soon. So if you want to make the best of this short window of time and squeeze in a few more walks, here's a few ways to make it a bit more fun. Try emptying your mind. Take a walk somewhere you're familiar with so that you won't have to think about which turns to make or which direction to go. Just space out and take one step after another. It'll give your brain a very welcome break. Look up the strange plants and flowers. Do an image search on your phone to find out the names of all the strange trees and plants along the path. It'll make the familiar path seem brand new again. And pick up the trash. If you see any empty cans or plastic bags rolling around, pick it up and throw it into the trash can. Next time you see it, it'll not only make your neighborhood cleaner, but also give you a sense of fulfillment. This is Haerim, and today's Wonder Hour starts now. Welcome to Wonder Hours on KBS World Radio with DJ Haerim. It's Tuesday, July 7th, and we started today's show with Kim Hyun-chul and his song 동네, Town. So do you like taking walks? I do. Unfortunately, summer in Korea tends to be a bit too hot and a bit too wet for outdoor walks, but this year we've been seeing some unusually pleasant weather so far. And even though it did start to rain finally, when it's just a little drizzly, not raining cats and dogs, I think it would be quite wonderful to take a short walk with a pretty umbrella. There were also other walking tips, like taking different routes every time to make walks more interesting, listening to podcasts or audiobooks or radio while walking, or calling up a friend to walk together. And now I'm wondering, how do you like to walk? Alone or with a friend? With an earphone or new routes, old routes, daytime walks, nighttime walks, please let me know. Or with a pet, with your babies, I don't know. Tell me all about it because, as you know, I'm always very curious about you. You can message me using the KBS Kong app or by leaving a comment on our post on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day or on Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can also send a text message at #8150. A regular SMS text will cost 50 won, and a long text or an MMS message will cost 100 won per text. And now here's what's coming up on today's show. In the first Wonder Hour, we'll listen to some wonderful songs, including a couple of chart toppers from the past on So Hot. And after that, we'll take our daily positivity boost with our feel-good segment, Good News Only. And in the second Wonder Hour of the day, we'll take a closer look at the lyrics of K-pop songs by translating them into English, so be sure to stay tuned for that. One walking tip suggested that we should blow out dandelion seeds while walking. So on that note, let's listen to 민들레 Dandelion by Uhyo, followed by 산들 and his song 여름날 여름밤, Summer Day, Summer Night. We just heard 여름날 여름밤, Summer Day, Summer Night by 산들, and before that we heard 민들레 Dandelion by Uhyo. Just a quick reminder, when you send us a message, you're automatically entered into our prize draw, so after you drop a line, don't forget to visit our website to check if you've won anything. Just go to world.kbs.co.kr and choose Wonder Hours with Haerim from the drop-down menu for radio. And then when you click on our playlist tab, you'll see more detailed instructions on what to do. And it's time for another song break. And if you're the type who gets cold easily, you might want to bring one of these on your night walks. Here is Cardigan by Shane and A Banco featuring Home Zone. And after that, we'll also listen to Bye Bye Bad Man with their song Daisy featuring Yunju. That was Daisy by Bye Bye Batman featuring Yunju. And before that, we heard Cardigan by Shane and A Banco featuring Home Zone. And you're listening to Wonder Hours with Haerim on KBS World Radio. And here's how you can tune into our program. Listen to Wonder Hours from 5:10 p.m. Korea time Monday through Friday via our mobile apps Kong and KBS World Radio On Air, both of which you can download for free. You can also stream us on our website at world.kbs.co.kr or on YouTube at youtube.com/@kbsworldenglish. Also, last but not least, you can catch us on shortwave radio as well. And past episodes of the show are available on our website and as podcast as well, but please note that all the songs we play on the show have to be cut out due to copyright reasons. Find these under the Listen Again menu on our website or by searching for KBS Wonder Hours with Haerim where you get your podcasts. And it's time for another song break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at some music charts from the past. This is 고양이, Cat by Ha Hyun-sang. Songs have the power to move us through time. More often than not, it only takes a song from the past to take us back. Back to the days when we used to listen to the song on a loop, or back to the days when the song was just so hot. It's time for us to go back in time and listen to some of the hottest songs of a random week. Today, we're going to go back to the first week of June 2018. One of the most popular songs of the week in Korea was 여행, Travel by 볼빨간 사춘기, 볼4. Released as a title track of the then duo's third mini-album, Red Diary Page 2, in the liner notes, the artist wrote that the song contains their wish for the youth to fly freely and find the most beautiful lights within each individual. The song not only topped the local streaming site's daily charts, but also reached the top 10 on major yearly charts. And although it dropped out of the real-time charts after 2018, it still re-enters some charts or get requested on the radio occasionally, especially during vacation seasons. Meanwhile, the number one song of the week in the US was Nice For What by Canadian rapper Drake. Released as the second single off of his fifth studio album, Scorpion, the song debuted at number one on the US Billboard Hot 100, replacing his first single from the same album, God's Plan, after 11 weeks. The song also topped the charts in Canada, UK, New Zealand, and Australia, and won a Grammy Award nomination for Best Rap Performance. Rolling Stone ranked the song 54th on their list of the 100 best songs of the 2010s, while The Guardian ranked it number one on their list of Drake's 30 greatest songs. So now let's go back 8 years with these two songs, 여행, Travel by 볼빨간 사춘기, and Nice For What by Drake. Too often, news and current affairs bring us down with all sorts of bleak and blue stories thrown at us from left and right. Don't get me wrong, there are good news out there, but they just don't always get the kind of attention they deserve, so we're gonna shine some light on them here on GNO. This GNO stands for Good News Only, and as the title suggests, in this segment I bring you nothing but good news and good news only. So here's the good news of the day. A colony of beavers in London, England, helped stop a railway station from flooding. According to the Ealing Beaver Project, Greenford Station in northwestern London has not flooded for 3 years in a row since the beavers moved into a park upstream from the station. They said that the beavers slow the flow of water during downpours and create wetlands that hold it back, easing pressure on the drainage system. So while the river water used to rush into the station in minutes after heavy rainfalls in the past, now with the beavers' dams in place, the flow has slowed down to hours, preventing the floods. Beavers were hunted to extinction in Britain centuries ago, but were reintroduced to parts of London in 2023. In additional good news, the pack in Ealing recently gave birth to some new baby beavers too, and they're getting lots of love from the locals. Ooh, how lovely is this? And thinking of how cute those baby beavers would be, here is 내 마음 히아신스, My Hyacinths by 우예린, followed by 쓰담 쓰담 by 10cm. That was 쓰담 쓰담, Caress by 10cm. And before that, we heard 내 마음 히아신스, My Hyacinths by 우예린. And that brings us to the end of the first Wonder Hour of the day. In the second hour of today's show, we're going to take some time to talk about K-pop lyrics. If you're a non-Korean speaker who's always been curious about what all these wonderful songs were all about, or if you're a Korean speaker who's ever wondered how some of your favorite Korean song lyrics would translate into English, you'll definitely want to stick around. For now, I'll wrap up the first half of the show with 널 사랑하나 봐, Loving You by Reina featuring An Jae-woo. Welcome to the second half of Wonder Hours on KBS World Radio. This is DJ Haerim and it's Tuesday, July 7th. In the second Wonder Hour of the day, we'll take a look at the meanings behind some wonderful Korean songs on our Tuesday segment, Lyrics with Lim and Liz. But before that, let me just remind you that your messages and requests are always welcome on the show. If you're tuning in via the KBS Kong app, you can leave a message on the chat board. If you're in Korea, you can send me a text message at sharp8150. If you're on Instagram, leave your saeon as a comment on our post at KBS One Fine Day. And you can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. And to make a lyric translation request for this particular segment, leave your request as a comment on the pinned post titled Lyrics with Lim and Liz on our Instagram for the quickest results. And now let's listen to some songs while Liz gets settled in here. Here is Wildflower by PBG and Beautiful Feeling by Day6. When the melody's so mesmerizing, it's easy to overlook the words that accompany the notes. But the truth is, lyrics are just as much a part of a song as the melody is, and we'd be missing out if we let all that poetry go unnoticed. So we're inviting you to take a closer look into the lyrics with Lim and Liz. Every Tuesday, we select a handful of K-pop songs with beautiful lyrics and do our best to share what they mean by translating them into English. Joining me in the studio for this segment is our staff writer, Liz. Hi, Liz.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's a little hot, but it's summer. It's supposed to be hot.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's finally July.
Yeah.
Summer it is.
Yep. How are you?
I'm good, too.
Yeah, same. A little sleepy.
Just feeling tired 24-7, well, being a mom.
Yeah, you are a mom of two. So you have a better reason than I to be tired constantly. I don't know why I'm always tired.
I feel like I'm not getting enough sleep nowadays. Mm. I keep waking up in the middle of the night. I don't know why. I know
I said this off mic, too, but it's cortisol.
Oh, maybe.
You got to control that somehow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, for today's opening, I talked about taking walks.
Right.
And I know that you like to take walks.
Yes.
And now it's summertime. Uh-huh. I think it's a good time to walk when it's not raining too much.
Right. So in the summertime, I usually end up walking late at night, which is something that my dog doesn't enjoy as much. Mm-hmm. But I like, you know, just put her in her pouch and then just kind of walk with her, carrying her. But it's actually oddly pleasant. Because, like, I mean, the asphalt is still hot and the air is still kind of muggy, but the street is empty.
Mm.
So I mean, I still do prefer walking in the middle of winter more than summer, but summer nights aren't so bad. And nowadays, though, I think too many people kind of caught on that it's nice to walk on summer nights or run on summer nights. There had been a little more crowd than I like, but
I've noticed that lots of Korean people are running.
Yeah,
they
too
enjoy
many of
running,
them, for my taste.
Because when I first came to Korea, like, nobody was running outside.
Running wasn't very popular before, but it's become like the next 등산, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Like the older generations are hiking and the younger generations are all running. Mm. And I'm doing neither. I'm just walking.
Me too. I like to walk.
Yeah.
I think that's the only, if we can even call it a sport, the only sport, 운동, I like to do.
It depends on how you do it.
Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes I like to power walk.
Yeah, that's
like,
definitely
the ajumma
exercising.
Walk,
yeah.
Moving your arms.
Yeah. That's definitely exercising. But if you're just strolling and enjoying the birds chirping and enjoying the breeze, then that's just, you know, being
it's
out
like
and about.
Meditating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you have a dog stroller? I'm suddenly curious.
I don't. My dog's small enough. She's only like 2.5 kilos, so I just carry her. I feel like the stroller would be heavier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's too much work for me. So
because I've seen so many fancy and luxurious dog
yeah,
strollers.
I do get
I will
a little
look inside
jealous.
To see if there, it's another baby.
Nope.
And then it's a dog peeking out.
It's usually a Pomeranian.
Very cute.
Very cute, yeah.
Mong Mong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Should we dive into the song and take a look?
Well, before we do that, I wanted to make a quick correction for my translation of Cordis's song Red Red from last week because I apparently dated myself. I said the song's opening line, 따봐라 한 모금 sip sip, means open up the can like 따봐 and take a sip, but I was wrong.
What was it about?
It's 따뜻한 바닐라 라떼.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
I didn't even know that.
Well, I'm glad. It makes me feel less
I was on the same page with you. I thought it was stubborn, like to open.
I know. But it's for our non-Korean speaking listeners. 따뜻한 바닐라 라떼 or 따바라 means warm vanilla latte.
Wow. I mean, I know ah.
Yeah, that's all I know. Yeah, that's all I have.
That's hot Americano.
Yeah. 따라, I knew, but like in this context, 따봐라 한 모금 sip sip, like when they said it so fast, and because they're young boys, I didn't really peg them as, you know, warm vanilla latte drinkers.
Or is it supposed to be two meanings?
I don't know.
The latte and also 따봐라 to open.
I don't know. Maybe they were trying to confuse us old folks.
Older generation.
Yeah. Us as in me, not you. But
Well, I thought it was open it too.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel a little better. Mm-hmm. But now that's cleared up, we're going to get started on today's list. And today we're going to start with a request by Rollco234 who wrote, I know it's a little late in the game, but I am rehooked on the song Suddenly by IOI. Except now it's a combination of two memes in my head because now it's 자려고 누웠는데 갑자기 80s bad 생각에 대한 생각에 잠겨. I can't even read this. 80s is bad에 대한 생각에 잠겨. LOL. So this also made me realize that I don't know much about the rest of the song. So will you look into its lyrics, please? So I don't know about your algorithm, but my algorithm is definitely all 80s and nothing else at this point.
How come?
It's blown up. The song Bad and its music video, it's gone like beyond viral.
Really?
And it's hitting all, like it's setting so many records on Billboard right now. And it's just, you know, gone crazy. And
I feel so dated because they never showed up on my algorithm.
Well, I'm sure your algorithm's all about, you know,
baby
childcare.
Stuff,
but mine used to be all dogs and cats. Mm-hmm. And now it's all 최산. It's crazy. I must have clicked on one thing or other, but ever since then, it's all... I mean, I do love the music video, and the song definitely is catchy, but...
Makes me curious now.
Well, I'll just give you a peek into my phone, and you'll see everything you need to see. But, of course, 갑자기, or Suddenly by IOI...
Oh, I love the song.
Yes, it's
so
a lovely
good.
Song, and it became a meme of its own as well, because a lot of people have been making reels about, you know, like... Because the line is... 자려고 누웠는데 갑자기, right? Mm-hmm. So I laid down to sleep, but suddenly. And there's so many ways to spin that into reels. And some of the cuter versions that I've seen were people, like a woman lying down to sleep with the song playing. And then there's a baby popping up. It's like, 엄마 배고파요. Right?
Oh,
so, and like, mom would lay down to sleep, and then suddenly the baby would pop up and say, Mom, I'm hungry.
Oh, that's a creative.
Yeah, there are a lot of them. So, like, anything that could pop into your head while you're laying down to sleep is memeable with mm-hmm. that song. And that's how the song has been used a lot on Instagram and on, like, other social media. And Rolko, obviously, is lying down to sleep, and then all of a sudden, bad. Or bad in this case. But yeah, so I also realized, thanks to this message, that I don't really know the rest of the song either. I've heard it several times on our show.
Yeah.
But I think because the hook, 자려고 누웠는데 갑자기, is so addictive, and
yeah.
it's like overplayed on my algorithm, I just know that part and not much else.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was glad to take a look at the lyrics as well. So that this is how it goes. Maybe it was for the best, that time when I had to let go of you, who was pretty like the red sunset glow. A faraway faint memory, must I erase you from my heart now? I lay down to sleep, 자려고 누웠는데, then suddenly, 갑자기, I drown in the thought of you. In the midnight, emotions fall like the stars. Oh, suddenly, I'm overwhelmed by my longing for you. Till the morning, and like that, the morning is dawning, although I lay down to forget. On the congested road, one among the countless cars, I wonder where you are who used to understand me. Oh, suddenly I'm overwhelmed by my longing for you. Till the morning, and like that, the morning is dawning, although I thought I had forgotten. No matter how much I try and pretend to be okay, memories drape over me just when I think I'm about to forget. Our memories keep coming back to me. And then, la 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 forever. And
la,
then,
la, la, la.
And then the line that I didn't even know existed is, 너 뭔데 갑자기?
Oh, I don't remember this
it's
part.
It's at the very end. And she's basically saying, who are you two? Like, how dare you suddenly?
Mm.
Right? Well, that's how I read it anyway.
Yeah. Suddenly, 갑자기. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a listen to the song. Here is 갑자기, Suddenly by IOI. We just heard 갑자기, Suddenly by IOI.
Always good, right?
Good, good. Mm-hmm. There's so many songs being released every single day.
Mm, yeah, that's
but
true.
But then there are only a few songs that I actually really
right.
like, and this is one of it.
Right, right. It's still on my playlist, too.
Yeah. Mm. All right, and let's move on to the next song.
Right, so obviously, as I always do, I was going to like look for songs with the line 갑자기 or suddenly in either the title or the lyrics, because I thought there'd be tons. But I was surprised to find that there's actually like a handful that became famous, which was a surprise to me because 갑자기 is such a commonly used expression, right?
Yeah.
It's more than 뜬금없이, which we talked about, or you talked about with Sriya yesterday. But I was also pleasantly surprised to find this song when I actually popped in 갑자기 in the search engine or the lyrics search. It's 진짜 일리 없어, It Can't Be Real by 임정희, which was released in 2010. And again, surprised to find that it was written and composed by none other than Hit Bang Bang himself, Bang Si-yo. Which actually kind of explained to me why the song sounds like a 2 a.m. song. I could so hear this song in Jogwon's voice. I don't know why, but... but yeah, so again, I did a search for 갑자기 and this song popped out. And I was surprised because I didn't know that this word was in the song, which is how and when I realized that I don't know the words to this song very much.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I know is the chorus.
진짜 일리 없어.
Right, which is a huge meme too. A lot of people use this song to as a background music to situations that they don't want to believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 진짜 일리 없어 literally means it can't be real. And some of my favorite memes that use this song as a background track are things like, you know, a person would walk into their home and then find that their dog had like trash their place completely, and then the song would play 진짜 일리 없어, right? Because they don't like want to believe,
like a soundtrack of a key drama.
Exactly. And another one that I remember is a baby who's completely covered in lipstick. Oh. Like, you know, she's picked up a lipstick and she's just covered her face. And then the mom is just filming the child completely covered in lipstick. And,
with
you know,
this
the song.
As a background.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's so relatable.
So this song has, in my head, become very comical.
Yeah.
Right? Because of those reels.
Mm-hmm. I've seen those reels
too. Yeah. So it's actually kind of unfortunate because this song is actually really, really sad.
Oh. Uh-huh. So let's find out what the song is about, and let's start from the top. 주변을 지나던 사람들 하나 둘씩 느려지고 주위의 모든 게 갑자기 들리지가 않아. 세상은 갑자기 멈춰진 흑백 사진 같은데 네 목소리만 메아리처럼 헤어지자.
Right, so that's two 갑자기's we heard in that song, right? And the lyrics are, the people walking by slow down one by one, and suddenly I can't hear anything around me. The world is suddenly stopped like a black and white photo. Only your voice rings like an echo. 헤어지다, meaning 헤어지자. Let's break up. And yeah, like suddenly this song is not funny anymore, right?
Yeah.
It's really unfortunate. And while in my head, the next line, the famous line, is supposed to be the laughing point, it's actually the crying point in the real song. Yeah.
이게 진짜 일리 없어. 네가 날 떠나는 게 꿈속인 게 틀림없어. 눈물도 나지 않는 게 누가 나 좀 꼬집어 줬으면 해. 꿈이라면 나를 깨워 줬으면 해. 아님 내가 살 수 없어. 이게 진짜 일리 없어. 그건 안 돼.
This can't be real that you're leaving. This must be a dream that I can't even cry. I wish someone would pinch me. If it were a dream, I wish someone would wake me up. Or else, I can't live. This can't be real. That can't be.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Who knew this song was...
I know, but I'm still laughing thinking of all the memes.
The song is actually so much sadder than I thought, because the next verse goes like this. 조금씩 주변의 사람들 움직이기 시작했고 네가 일어서는 모습이 영화처럼 보여. 떠나는 널 잡아보려고 손을 내밀어 해도 온몸이 돌처럼 다 굳어버린 것 같아. 네가 떠나고 나서야 머리가 움직이나 봐. 그대의 뒤를 쫓아 거리를 헤매어 뛰지만.
The people around me started moving little by little, and I see you like a movie as you get up. I try to reach out my hand to stop you from leaving, but my body seems to have frozen up like stone. Only after you've left, my head seems to move. I chase after you and run around the streets, but...
이게 진짜 일리 없어.
Exactly. So she does in the end comes to grips with the reality and says, 정말 네가 떠났나 봐. I guess you've really left. But yeah, indeed it is so sad, and
it's
we're
so
still
sad,
laughing.
But why am I smiling
because
reading the lyrics
and this
all the memes?
This makes me wonder, like, what the songwriter, Bang Si-hyuk, or Im Jung-hee, the singer, would think of the trend. You know what I mean? Like, would they be offended, or would they be happy that the song is still, like, circulating? Because it's definitely circulating more now than it was back in 2010.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm sure they're happy.
Yeah.
Because it's trending.
I guess so.
Altogether. Like,
yeah, I mean, I guess not everyone's super attached to all the songs that they release, right?
So I mean, if I was the composer or the singer, I would be very happy.
Okay, that's good to know,
because my song is being played a lot, even though they don't understand the true meaning to it.
It would be hilarious if we like were to get a meme from Im Jung-hee.
Oh yeah, that would be nice. So let's take a listen to 진짜 일리 없어, It Can't Be Real by Im Jung-hee. That was 진짜 일리 없어, It Can't Be Real by Im Jung-hee. It's very desperate.
I mean, it can't be real that this song is supposed to be sad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lim and I were both laughing so much whenever that line came up, and I still feel bad.
Such a good song.
Yeah, such a good meme, too.
Yeah. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to our Tuesday segment, Lyrics with Lim and Liz on Wanda Hours. Mm-hmm. What's the next song on our list?
Well, there's another song that's very commonly used in a similar context as 진짜 일리 없어, which is the song we just heard. And it's like usually around the same, you know, same types of videos.
Yeah.
Like something bad happens mm-hmm. and it's unbelievably bad. So the 진짜 일리 없어 was literally saying like, it can't be real.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another song that's been... I think this one's a little more popular now because 진짜 일리 없어 trended a lot last year, right? And this year I've been hearing more of this song, which is 뭔가 잘못됐어. It's Something's Wrong by 권진아. And so, you know,
I'm not very familiar with this song.
Are you serious?
진짜 일리 없어 was released in 2010.
Right.
And this came out 10 years later.
Right. This was 2020, which was still 6 years ago.
Ooh.
Yeah. but this song I've been hearing a lot on Instagram lately in similar situations, as I mentioned. I guess... dog happily swimming in mud. And the owner would be thinking, 뭔가 잘못됐어. Something's wrong, right?
So it's like a more recent version of 진짜 일리 없어.
Exactly, yeah. And then another one that I remember I really liking is a cat looking extremely like flabbergasted and like in shock because it's being smothered by like tiny little puppies. And the song is playing 뭔가 잘못됐어, something's wrong, these aren't my babies, right? So cute.
So adorable.
Yeah, but I'm sure you would resonate more with the like the kids, for the human kid versions.
Yeah.
Where again, siblings drawing on babies' faces, and
maybe I should make one reels myself.
Yeah.
With the song,
you've got, you know, two different options here. Either would work, or even 갑자기.
Oh,
too,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, because, again, the cutest one I saw was 엄마 배고파요.
Oh, I want to watch that one, maybe.
I'll show you later.
Yeah, I'll do one
Anywho,
myself.
Yeah, this one, as you mentioned, this was released in 2020, written and composed by 권진아 herself. And, yeah, it's another very viral song that we're going to dig into.
Mm-hmm. And let's see how the song starts.
Mm-hmm.
땅은 하늘이 되고 지구가 달을 돌고 옳은 건 다 틀린 게 되고 모든 게 다 제멋대로 움직이고 있어. 시간은 끝없이 영원해지기도 눈 깜짝할 사이에 사라지기도 해. 내가 나타났을 때 전부 뒤바뀐 거야.
Land becomes the sky, the earth orbits the moon, all the right things become wrong, and everything's moving in its own accord. Time can be endlessly eternal or vanish at the blink of an eye. Everything changed when you appeared. And then comes the part that I know.
뭔가 잘못됐어 단단히. 설명할 수도 없이 모든 게 달라진 거야. 너를 처음 본 그 순간 내가 내 이름 불러줄 때 믿어왔던 모든 게 무너진 거야. 내가 왜 이런지 모르겠어.
Something's wrong, definitely. Everything's changed indescribably. The moment I first saw you, when you call my name, everything I believed in crumbled. I don't know why I'm like this. So, unlike 진짜 일리 없어, this is not a sad song. So, like, when you hear something's wrong, then I think we naturally think it's a negative song, right?
Mm.
And then I think my instinct was to assume that this song was about, like, something's wrong. He's not here with me anymore. I don't feel like myself anymore, right?
Yeah.
But rather, this song is about a protagonist who's just fallen in love,
mm-hmm.
and she feels like something's definitely wrong with her because she doesn't feel the same anymore.
Mm. 내가 말하는 세상 이젠 그게 맞는 거야. 내겐 그게 전부야. 넌 내 세상이니까. 어떤 이유도 필요 없는 거야. 너는 날 뒤흔들고 내 우주를 조종해.
And that part makes me think that there's something definitely firmly, 단단히 wrong with this girl, because she says, the world you describe, that's the correct version now. That's everything to me because you are my world. There's no need for any reason. You shake me up and you control my universe.
Mm.
And I am firmly, 단단히 against this kind of love. Because...
Mm.
Girl, stand your ground, you know.
I suppose you don't like how the song ends too, because this is how it goes. 뭔가 잘못됐어 내 마음이 벗어날 수도 없이 사랑에 빠져버렸어. 내가 내게 온 그 순간부터 난 너에게 달렸어. 이제부터 모든 게 달라질 거야. 난 내 사람이니까 넌 내 세상이니까.
Something's wrong with my heart. I've fallen so in love that I can't get out. From the moment you came to me, I'm in your hands. From this moment on, everything will change because I'm your person. You are my world. Now, it's not that I don't get it. I know this is supposed to be romantic, and it's not that I don't like it, but let's be clear. Even she knows something's wrong with this, right? That's literally the title of the song. And I think I would have liked it better if she was saying, because I'm your person and you're my person, right? Why is she his person when he's her world? And like, it would have been even okay if she said, you're my world and I'm your world, right?
But this sounds very like one-sided. Much like one-sided love. And a girl being madly in love.
Yeah, it's like, I will follow you to the ends of the world no matter what you say kind of deal. And it's like, no, that's...
Let's hope that this love, her feelings only lasted for 1 month.
That's sad too, though. You know what I mean? It's either way, it's sad. And... it's wrong.
You can have this 콩깍지 쉬었어 for a month and then get back to reality.
That would be a rude awakening too. But again, it's not that I'm a total T, and although I am now actually questioning if I should, you know, do my MBTIs again. But like, I do get this as a very romantic sentiment, and it's poetic license, right? Yeah. But it just doesn't sound very healthy to me. That's all.
Yeah. Well, let's take a listen to the song. Here's 뭔가 잘못됐어, Something's Wrong by 권진아. The song we just heard was 뭔가 잘못됐어, Something's Wrong by 권진아. Yes, I've heard the song before.
In memes or the song in and of itself?
Just itself playing somewhere. But Gina, 권진아 makes it sound so lovely, like a beautiful love song.
But this time around, though, as I was listening through these wonderful speakers, I was actually kind of debating if she realizes that this is a big problem. Like, she's saying that it is wrong for me to feel this way. Mm-hmm. Or, like, is this a song of realization or... or is she just happy to be in love? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell. Because I think it's because 권진아 has that tone in her voice that could make a lot of songs sadder than it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
she has such a unique voice.
Very beautiful.
Yes. And let's move on to the next song.
Yeah. Speaking of unique voices, next up we're going to listen to another very memeable song. But I guess this isn't really quite a meme. It's not used as a BGM to memes, but it's kind of become a meme in and of itself, because I think a lot of people started doing challenges of the song, and then one person turned it into a meme.
And who is that one person?
Well, I'm talking about Catch Catch by Yena, and the culprit who's kind of ruined the song from that point on is Lee Jun. Because he's a very muscular guy.
Yeah.
Right. And there was a variety show that he was on. I think it may have been a YouTube show. I can't remember anymore. I've just seen the clip so many times. But basically, it's him trying out different jobs. Yeah. And one of the jobs happened to be cheerleading.
I saw the video too.
Yeah, everyone's seen that one. And
so it was for a program.
Yeah, so I don't want to believe that he does that on his own time.
I was like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
What?
So he was doing that viral catch-catch dance amongst the cheerleaders in a sleeveless top.
I didn't know it was this song. I think I watched it without listening to the music.
It's that viral move, though, like the arm move.
Yeah.
Even I could sort it. I'm not going to. But anyway, so ever since he did that, because it's supposed to be a very cute gesture, and when Yena does it, it's adorable, right? But when Lee Jun did it, he not only showed off his very muscular biceps, but he had a very stern expression on his face, right? So that became a meme. And ever since then, you would see so many muscular guys in tank tops doing that. And it's sort of kind of... I don't want to say ruin the song for me, because it's made it comical. But it's not like the song was very serious to begin with. Right. So if anything, I guess Lee Jun sort of helped the song spread even further.
Yeah. TMI, but recently I went to this global influencer award. And then I happened to sit next to this dancer who was on Street Man Fighter. And we started chatting. I asked him, oh, what choreographies did you do or what are you working on? He was like, well, the most famous one that I did recently is Catch Catch by Yeena.
Oh my goodness.
Like, you did that song?
Wow.
He's like, oh, cool. Yeah, he did the Anmu and he was very happy that this song is doing well.
Well, he probably thanks Lee Jun for a lot of it too. I mean, the song itself had been popular before Lee Jun did it. The reason Lee Jun did it was because it was already popular and it was a challenge in and of itself, but it's still being done now because of that meme. And I'll be honest, I was kind of surprised to find that there's more to the song than just Catch My Heart and it's basically like a bit of a 밀당 anthem. It's about like pushing and pulling in a relationship, and to me in my head it's the protagonist saying 나 잡아봐라. To catch me if you can.
Right. And it goes like this. 겉으로 봐서는 날 몰라요. 커다란 나무도 잘 올라요. 시력은 얼마나 또 좋게요. 완전 good. 다 알랑가 몰라.
You can't know me just by looking on the outside. I'm good at climbing up high trees. Big question mark from me there. And then my eyesight's so good too. 완전 good. I wonder if everyone knows. So climbing up high trees, I guess that's just referring to hobbies that you can't tell a person has by looking at them, right? The first image that comes to my mind is a monkey, though. I don't know.
A monkey.
Yeah.
When I was a child, I was really good at climbing.
I was about to ask. I don't know why, but I could still see you do it.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I was really good at climbing.
I used to climb up a lot of the like the jungle gyms. But trees never.
Oh, I was the fastest one to climb up. You know, maybe it's because I'm Wonsungitti.
Maybe.
What's Wonsungitti?
That's kind of
cute. Like a monkey.
The year
Chinese
of the monkey. Horoscope.
Year of the monkey.
But yeah, I think part of me not being a tree climber is because in Vancouver, the trees are all like pine trees and they're really, really like really tall and really big. But anywho, interesting lyrics, I thought.
And it rhymes. I like the rhyme.
Yeah. I guess that was part of the reason.
잘 올라요. 또 올게요.
Yeah. Anyway, after that comes the part where she gets a hunch that this relationship is actually moving forward.
살짝 쿵 느낌 왔지. 무표정한 얼굴도 재밌네. 찌릿해 딱 걸렸지. 서로 눈이 말이야. 심장이 up, down, down. 사랑의 화살을 당겨봐. 심장이 up, down. 이러다 놓치겠어. Catch, catch.
Right. So a little bit I get the feeling your expressionless face is funny. It's thrilling. We've caught each other's eyes. The heart goes up, down, down. Pull on the bow and arrow of love. The heart goes up, down. Might miss at this rate. Catch, catch. And I never really know whenever artists do this. 이러다 놓치겠어, catch, catch doesn't have a subject and object, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know if she's saying, I might miss him at this rate. Or he might miss me. Like, you might miss me at this rate.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That he might miss me.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Catch.
In the end, because she's saying, catch me if you can.
Catch me if
you can. So maybe she's saying, you're going to miss me at this rate. But then again, the other way works too.
Yeah.
Because they're, like I said, playing push and pull, right?
And the next line hints at a very Korean concept.
Right.
곰이랑 여우 둘 다 닮았죠. 꼬리도 있어요. 참 예쁘죠. 동그랗게 눈을 뜨면 반칙인데 참는 거라고. Yellow C-A-R-D.
I am like both bear and fox. I even have a tail. Isn't it pretty? That part is like the monkey bit. I don't get it. It's a foul if you give me those doe eyes, but I'm holding back. Yellow card. So bear and fox, that's the very Korean part, because that's how we categorize women.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're a bear type, then you're very quiet, demure, and you're slow to catch on hints, right? And if you're a fox, then you're fast at that.
And you have 눈치.
Yeah, and you're very cunning, and you're I don't know, like more alluring than a bear, mm-hmm. right?
What are you?
I'm so a bear.
Me too. Me too. But nobody said I was a yeou or a fox. Everybody, people that knows me, yeah. tells me that you are a 100% bear queen.
Honestly, I could have told you that too. But I think this is kind of similar to like the Western thing that kind of trended a couple of years ago. They like to compare female faces to animals, not mm-hmm. so much the personality, because the bear and fox are mostly personality, right? Mm-hmm. They had categories like cat face, fox face, deer face, or bunny face.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. And I don't know which, like, where I fall, actually. I guess I sort of could see myself as a bunny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, especially when it's chewing on something, like mm-hmm. with the puffy cheeks, I could see
you
that.
You are a bunny.
I did have a nickname when I was growing up, and it was kind of like a squirrel or like an otter. Ooh. So, yeah, that kind of fits.
That suits you. Mm-hmm. Very cute.
I think you could be a deer.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wish I was a cat or a fox, but yeah. I know I'm not. I think I'm more deer and bunny side.
And I thought it was kind of interesting how we do that with girls, yeah. but not so much with boys, right? Hmm. But recently, there's a new terminology that's been trending to describe guys.
What is it? I'm so curious.
대형견남.
What
it's like the
heck?
The retriever type, like oh. golden retriever of a boyfriend, or like mm-hmm. yeah, and that's a good thing. Mm. And I'm pretty sure, like, I don't know, it's my nepisha, so mm-hmm. like, don't quote me on it, but like, I'm pretty sure in my head that it's comparing a guy to a wolf, right? Because that's common.
Mm-hmm. Right? What about like what else? Small dogs. Too?
Ooh.
Like puppies.
Do you want a puppy like
no,
boyfriend?
I don't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think we're given a choice between a wolf-like boyfriend
like
or...
a husky.
That's, a, like that's a still husky. A dog.
It's
that's still a
taeyongyeon.
Oh, uh-huh. And so the biggest difference between a wolf and a taeyongyeon or a large dog mm-hmm. of any breed yeah. is that the dog would wag its tail and come to you.
Oh.
Whereas a wolf would stand alone and howl or whatever.
Hmm.
And like be predatory. Right. So I think that's why, like, these days women are more drawn to the
wolf.
Large.
What? Oh, no.
Well, I thought it was large dog
type.
I
thought the wolf is more attractive. Sounds more attractive
really?
To me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to date someone, mm-hmm. the Taeyongyeon retriever type is, of course, much better.
Mm-hmm.
But then as an ideal, like, Isangyeong type, I feel like wolf. At least for me.
Okay.
Because, like, Horshin, more charming and attractive.
Oh, interesting.
Like, hard to get. Like, the 나쁜 남자 type.
Oh, says the deer. Interesting. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so that was, like, totally off tangent for
oh, that's
us.
That's fun.
But, yeah, we can go back to the song. And I just wanted to add before we play the song that I think it's so fitting that this song has been used by cheerleaders because it's basically... not only talking about playing push and pull, but also cheering the guy on,
uh-huh.
saying that pull that arrow, right? Like pull on that arrow and 이번엔 맞춰봐 꼭. Like this time, get it right,
yeah.
right? So she's saying, I'm rooting for you to catch me.
Mm-hmm. And here's the song, Catch, Catch by Yena.
So Fox.
That was Catch, Catch by Choi Yena.
I'm going to be honest, this song's like half ruined for me because like all I could think of is Ijun. Yeah.
Such a catchy song.
But I will also let you know that there's also a video or a clip of Choi-san of 80s doing this running
oh.
around too. Oh, my algorithm. I'm going to have to like refresh it somehow.
But why is it only that member?
Choi-san. I'll show you.
Is he the most popular member?
Currently. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that song, Bad.
Ah, yeah. I see. Right, and now we have time for just one more song.
Mm-hmm. We're going to listen to a song that's...
so exciting.
It's another very popular meme. And I honestly thought that the meme was it. I thought the song was just the meme and nothing else.
That's what I thought so at first.
Yeah, and then you saw the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about the song 네가 좋아, or... 니가 좋아 by or I like you by 최성곤 aka 오정세.
Love it.
For those who may not know, 최성곤 is the name of the character that actor 오정세 plays in the movie Wild Thing.
He's such a great actor.
Yeah. So first of all, it's a meme in and of itself because of the hair, of the scarf, of the blouse that he wears, oh. and just the fact that it's 오정세 being a quintessential comic book character from the 90s. It's meant to be hilarious yeah. and meant to be a parody of all things that were popular back in the days. Mm-hmm. And there have been actual people wearing actual wigs trying to reenact that scene or the song. And like, of course, I'm talking about on social media. And there have been countless AI versions of the song as well, putting on hair and the blouse and the scarf and the song in the background for... I've seen versions with, like, the famous football players in the World Cup right now. I've seen people of all races.
Ooh.
And I've seen, I think, I don't want to admit to this, but I think there was a version of Donald Trump.
Oh.
And, but luckily for me, there were also countless versions of those with dogs and cats.
Oh.
Yeah, they were
I
very
I want to try
cute.
It on my kids.
Actually, you know what? One of the versions that I really could not stop laughing about was the wig on a giraffe. Yeah, it's been overdone, literally.
Oh. Such a funny look.
Yeah, and there's also been AI versions of the song turned into different genres, like Ooh. 90s R&B. I'm going to get back to that in just a little bit. Mm-hmm. But my favorite use of the song is actually a twist on the song. Because, of course, the famous line is 네가 좋아, right?
Yeah.
네가 좋아, right? And that literally means I like you.
Yeah.
But some... dog owners, because my algorithm before 80s, it was all dogs. And some dog owners have made videos of themselves throwing a ball so that their dogs could go get it.
Yeah.
And the dog would just look at the owner, like turn, like look at the ball go, mm-hmm. and then turn their head to face the owner, mm-hmm. and the song would play with the subtitle, 네가 좋아, which means you go pick it up,
oh.
right? Those are my personal favorite versions of this song being a meme.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're going to start with the lyrics.
Yes, and the movie is really fun too.
Mm.
And it goes like this. 네가 좋아, 네가 좋아, 네가 예뻐서 좋아, 네가 좋아, 네가 착해서 좋아, 네가 좋아, 네가 웃겨서 좋아. 네가 좋아, 좋아 죽겠어.
Seriously, the song cannot be, like, even, it's not even trying to be serious, right? Mm. It's a parody, it's, I don't want to use the word mockery, but it's not mocking anything, but it's just funny, and it's basically saying, I like you because you're pretty, I like you because you're kind, I like you because you're funny, I like you so much that I could die. It's like the purple dinosaur. Like, I like you, you like me, we're a happy family deal.
Oh.
But anyway, that was originally the only part of the song that I'd known before I actually listened to the song in whole.
Yes. Mm. Well, it goes like this. Mm-hmm. 처음 만났을 때 넌 다정했었지. 해맑은 얼굴에 나는 설렜어. 두 번째 만났을 때 넌 내게 달콤한 인사를 하며 너의 얘기를 해줬지. 세 번째 만났을 때 나는 알았어. 너와 나는 같은 마음이라는 걸. 네 번째 만났을 때 난 수줍게 내 마음 얘기를 하며 너는 손을 잡아줬어.
The first time I met you, you were kind, and my heart fluttered at your bright smile. The second time I met you, you said hello sweetly and told me about you. The third time I met you, I knew that you felt the same way I do. The fourth time I met you, I shyly told you how I felt, and you held my hand. Then, 네가 좋아 all over again. And, I mean, who writes songs like this, right? This is like children's song material, right? Like, no one does first day, second day, third day, fourth day.
Mm-hmm.
Or so I thought. And then I was like, why am I reminded of, like, a memory that I've suppressed, right? Mm. And I think as cheesy and corny as the songwriters were trying to be with the song, they must have had like a reference. And I think the reference may have been personal take. It's Brian McKnight's Back at One.
Oh, right?
Because like it comes back to me. Like as I was listening to the song, I was like, there's a song in English that counts down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? And it's corny even in English, but translated into Korean, it sounds almost like this. It's not like first day, second day, literally, but the funny thing is, back in the 90s, I never thought that the song was corny. It was like the most gorgeous song ever.
Right.
And now it's kind of outdated, right? But yeah, so I think they might have been gearing toward that genre.
I was reminded of the 12 Days of Christmas.
That's literal children's song. Yeah. Anyway, I feel like I may have known about the next part too because it's so funny.
나는 너를 좋아해. I like this part. 너도 나를 좋아해. 우리 서로 좋아해. 우와, 우와, 우와.
Literally, Barney. I like you, you like me. We're a happy family. But the lyrics are, of course, I like you, you like me too. We like each other. Wow. Wow. And that's repeated 3 times.
Oh.
And then after that, we get the narration from Choi Sung-kwon himself. 사실은 말이야, 그냥 너라서 좋아. Which means, honestly, though, I just like you because you're you.
I mean, good message, though.
Yeah.
Very clear and simple.
Very
I like
clear
it.
Indeed.
And it's catchy.
Yep. It's too catchy.
And their other soundtracks are good, too.
The other
soundtrack from the movie is good. And if you still haven't seen the film, I recommend it because it's such a funny movie, like a feel-good movie.
Yeah.
Something that I would like to rewatch because I don't normally rewatch a movie. I just like to watch it once. But with this one, I really enjoyed it that I would rewatch it.
Oh, maybe I'll go watch it.
I think it's still playing in the movies.
New theaters, check it out.
Yes, check it out. And we're going to say goodbye to Liz and also close the show with this song. So thank you, Liz, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Here is 네가 좋아, I Like You by Choi Sung-kwon. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been 우회림 with producers Christina Seo and Kwon Se-ryong and writer Liz. Have a wonderful day and see you tomorrow.